Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
The young men and women who have volunteered to serve and protect their communities as members of the United States military have been under attack by their own government for over a century, experimented on like laboratory animals with mustard gas, plutonium, Agent Orange, and depleted uranium. But what we are experiencing now is the final destruction of the entire U.S. military from within. Those with enough sense to refuse the gene therapy shots are being forced out of military service. Navy SEALs who refused the jab have been denied deployment and even denied permission to travel for medical treatment. But more than two-thirds of the entire U.S. military have chosen to receive this life-altering vaccine, which has now proven to be catastrophic. Attorney at law Todd Callender, who is representing the U.S. Navy SEALs versus President Joe Biden, has recently reported an 1,100% increase in U.S. military deaths as a result of these mRNA injections. And based on their latest data, they expect this number to soon rise above 5,000%. A leaked military database from the Department of Defense shows us that while the public was being told that it's a crisis of the unvaccinated, the Defense Secretary and upper command knew 71% of all new cases were among the fully vaccinated. The Department of Defense knew what they were doing, and the proper charges are genocide.
If you look at all of the documentation, Pfizer's documentation, that we did mass spectrometry on their vials, we know what's in these things. And in fact, they even admit that they added an HIV protein into the shots for the purpose of disabling people's autoimmune. Right? They couldn't slip these lipid nanoparticles, which are in fact little bombers that carry pathogenic proteins, to effectuate gene modification in the individual, gene therapy as they call it. In order to get those lipid nanoparticles past your cellular defense, your body's defense, they had to disarm your immune system. And they did that. It's in all the scientific papers. And what they didn't do is undo that. And right now, they're coming to understand this. People are showing up HIV positive. People with three shots have no immune system left over whatsoever. There is no other way to characterize this other than intentional homicide, the unlawful taking of a human life, except that it's in large numbers, which makes it a genocide.
A vaccine-delivered AIDS epidemic.
That's right. That's correct.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
When you have U.S. senators in both parties saying we may need to go ahead and nuke Russia first, and the Russians are aware that's almost happened before, what do you think that makes the Russians do? Well, it makes them go into war mode. So I don't like them invading Ukraine. I don't like him putting his nuclear forces on maximum alert. Only one level above that on their DEFCON, just like our system, and that's fire the weapons. And so now we have Democrats all over the news saying, let's just use nuclear weapons on Russia. Think of their ignorance. Russia has hundreds of submarines off our coast with sea-launched missiles that would vaporize our cities within 5 minutes on average of being launched. Sea-launched cruise missiles that fly at Mach 5. Land launch systems they can also launch from ships that are at Mach 9 and cannot be shot down. And yes, the United States has those too. That's a Pentagon lie that Russia developed systems that we don't have. It's on record the U.S. has those systems. The point is, it's called mutually assured destruction or MAD for a reason, because anyone that would violate the MAD doctrine is insane. And you know, I'm on the side of not having a nuclear war. especially when Russia's not starting a fight with us, and especially after we just heard for years that everything happening in this country is run by Russia, when that was all a giant lie. The globalists are the outside evil force.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree Coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to the front of operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
Fortunę tanto wolne racji, raki pusto celi, pocu amici, wolne racji.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Across the world, top scientists are confirming that individuals taking the Pfizer and Moderna shots are developing rapid onset of what can only be described as vaccine-induced HIV/AIDS. Dr. Zelenko will be joining us, as well as Armor Fulmick, coming up in the second and third hours today. I'm your host, Alex Jones. But first, the world has awoken to the left's operating system. Satanism, pedophilia, and just all-around destructiveness in their hunger for the innocence of our children. Disney and others have come out and openly said they want to brainwash five-year-olds into the creed of pedophilia. They want to destroy and literally rape their innocence, and they've attacked the wonderful governor, DeSantis. But here is just last year, the San Francisco, quote, gay choir saying, we're coming for your children, we're going to get them, we're going to groom them, they're ours, they belong to us. Here it is.
We'll convert your children. Someone's got to teach them not to hate. We're coming for them.
Like in the year 2022. They're coming for your energy. They're coming for your right to self-defense. They're coming for your housing. They're coming for your children. They're coming for your currency. They're coming for your soul. Oh, don't hate us. Let us have gay marriage. And then, boom, we're coming for your children. Your children belong to us. And now, I was watching some of this last night, and I just couldn't watch it after I put my 4.5-year-old daughter to bed. She's such a little sweetheart, so innocent and good. It must be protected and will be. I went and watched some of the Disney executive videos that were on Infowars.com where the executives got together and are like, we're going to get them. The children must be ours. We must queer them at age 5. These are quotes. Can you imagine if you were at a park and there's a park bench over here and some tables and a barbecue pit and there's a family over there and you got your family, you're throwing the football back and forth. And then just a couple dudes walk up, a couple women, and they walk over and say, hi, we'd like to talk to your 5-year-old daughter and your 6-year-old son about sex and how they feel about that. We want to have a party with them and have them wear rainbow flags and dance and paint their nails and teach them about having sex with the same sex. You're ruining their innocence. That's not what goes on. And that's a stranger doing it. But now it's the schools going and getting the nerds and the autistic and the low-hanging fruit and then moving on to the rest of the children and destroying their innocence and then saying in that choir song and all the big statements at city councils and at Disney events, we're going to get your children and then we're going to get you. They just busted over 130 Disney employees in Orlando alone for child sex rings. They just busted the highest ranking civilian in the Pentagon in Afghanistan. It's come out, it's been suppressed. It's mainstream news running child rape rings and porn rings, child porn rings. I have stacks today of government-run facilities raping children as young as 5. I have mainstream German news reporting tens of thousands of children per city, CIA-run, with the psychiatry department of the CPS, taking Christians' children and giving them to rape rings. I mean, you cannot make up the full magnitude of this. And then DeSantis calls out the demon in the room, the elephant in the room, the 80-trillion-pound Satan, and says, in the bill I've got right here, you will not talk to children 5 to 8 about sex, period. They can't understand it. It should be 5 to like 15. And they have all these people threatening him and threatening to kill him and all these Hollywood scum that look like pedophiles. I'm not saying that guy's clip we're going to play, that he is a pedophile. He's called for assaulting me and things. He also plays, you know, Hellboy, the son of Satan or whatever, as a movie theater person. But he's so gross and disgusting. And this is Hollywood as it falls and implodes, trying to claw our children down with it into hell. I've got the damn bill right here, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, what's this guy's name? Ron Perlman? Go ahead and play what this maggot has to say. And by the way, lying. Oh, he says they're attacking gay people. No, you're not going to teach 5-year-olds with the teacher about their genitals and about how you can have sex with the same sex. I don't want same sex, different heterosexual, homosexual. It's called pedophilia, Hellboy. And you're the one that's going to get hell. You're not going to get our children. We're going to stand up. We're going to take society back. Here he is.
Good morning, Governor DeSantis. Ron here.
Super creepy.
Don't say gay.
Ugh.
Don't say, as the first two words in a sentence spoken by a political leader of a state.
Ugh.
In the United States of America, don't say. Don't fucking say, you fucking Nazi pig. Say. First Amendment. Read about it. Then run for office. You piece of shit. Good morning, Governor DeSantis.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, number one, he's a lying devil who actually plays the devil in a movie, in movies, because he's so ugly and disgusting. But the bill does not say the word gay. A stolen word meaning happy and free, just like the rainbow didn't belong to these people. And the word gay didn't. And now, oh, you don't hate two men together, do you? You don't hate two women together? No, I'm a free spirit. I don't hate anybody as long as they're adults. And now it's like, hey, you don't mind if we have a conversation with your children. You don't mind if we talk about who they are and then designate them as some new designation and take your parental rights away, do you? Well, hell yeah, I do. You don't mind a biological man comes in this women's bathroom and gets in the showers with women from Austin, Texas to San Francisco to New York City. Women won't even go to a lot of the salons and a lot of the spas now because you'll be in them routinely and a dude comes in with his genitals flopping around. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable raping of our rights, raping of our psyche, and they're just getting started. And that big old gross creepy Ron Perlman and his threats and his, just how gross he is. I'm going to say it. I'm not saying Ron Perlman is a pedophile. He is supporting the sexualization of children, and he looks like somebody that would be a pedophile, like Brian Stelter. So if I had to cash people, again, like a couple guys driving around a white van, kidnapping kids around the country and raping them and killing them, I would cast Ron Perlman and Brian Stelter as evil and eviler in the new movie.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Tahi Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Next segment with big news concerning the pedo rings being out in the open. It's Wednesday Live. The world has awakened to the horrible fact that the left's operating system is pedophilia, Satanism, and death. They hate children and want to steal their future, steal their souls, steal their innocence, and in many cases, kill them. They also use tragic deaths of children to blame all of us and try to take our guns and free speech. But we won't let those dirty pedophile rings win. Because the truth is coming out, and their hunger for the innocence of children cannot be contained. And so they're going to show themselves. That's why we're going to win. They're showing themselves now. About to get back to this huge development as the world awakens. But first, I want to thank the listeners that have gone to 1776coin.com. And I want to thank those of you that got the first George Washington slaying the dragon coin. And now we have the Tree of Liberty coin. There'll be one other coin that will be announced in a few months. And that's it for founding member coins. And if we're able to stay on air and keep operating, which we are, you know, thanks to you, then everybody that becomes a founding member will get all sorts of exclusive content, special things we're going to do, so much I've got planned. It's going to be huge. We're 3 or 4 months behind everything we're doing because of the fights that are going on, but it's all in line to happen, and we're very, very close. By the time we've sold these three coins, it'll really help capitalize major new stuff with seed money to launch some incredible things. So the coin, we've already sold out of close to 40% of them. And so that means it's following the exact same trend of last time, where it'd be sold out by the end of next week, if not sooner. And we held back 300 coins, and we just put those up last night, the last coin, and they sold out in a matter of hours. So we're out of the George Washington coin, except for 50 I held back for myself to give friends and family. Only 50 of those now left, and they're not for sale. There are only 6,000 of the Tree of Liberty coin available. I designed it with a top coin designer, but it's my art. And this is huge, ladies and gentlemen, and this is archetypal to have this in your pocket or in your on your mantle, that you are funding the tip of the spear against these demons. I want to thank you for giving us aid and comfort in the fight against the New World Order, and I want to encourage those that have not gone to 1776coin.com to get yours now while you still can. 1776coin.com, or right on the front page of InfoWarsStore.com, you'll see a big link that takes you to the new PatriotCollectibles.com website, which, again, is going to have a lot of exclusive stuff, a lot of really amazing stuff, and things that also have very low prices. But it takes money to build the infrastructure of something like this that will then fund the next level of the info war. I'm going to leave it at that, not give out strategy, but this is how the founders funded the Revolutionary War. Those were specially minted coins that were copper, actually, and pewter, but people knew that they'd been part of donating large sums in many cases, and little American flags. Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson went on a ship during the war to France and spent several years there just raising money, and they were printing American little American flags, you know, six by a foot or smaller, and that's how they funded about a third of the revolution was trinkets. Well, this isn't pewter. This isn't, by the way, those are very valuable today. This isn't brass. This isn't copper. Some of those coins go for millions, by the way, today from that era in France and the U.S. being sold. This is pure silver. So this is not a trinket. It wouldn't matter, though, if all we have is an American flag. And I said, hey, we got 1,000 of these funders. Please be part of that. It'd be history. But this is awesome. And I got this just remembering the founders. And I was watching a couple years ago. I'm digressing. I need to get back to the news. What was that TV show? It was about John Adams. And it had a scene in there where they were selling the little American flags as trinkets and little copper coins. To then, you know, okay, give me 10 times what this is worth back for this piece of history. And, of course, the French couldn't grab them up quick enough because they understood they were financing a revolution against their archenemy. Well, you're definitely financing a revolution against humanity's enemy here, baby. I mean, King George III was an angel compared to these people. So we need war bonds. We need money to fight this damn war. InfoWarsStore.com right now has the link to PatriotCollectibles.com. Please take action, ladies and gentlemen. And I thank those that have. And I think those that will. Okay. I've gone from liking DeSantis to loving DeSantis to my instincts have told me he's good, and now he's got my full backing. He's the real deal. He's better than Trump. I'm not trying to pick favorites here. I want Trump to get jealous and become more like DeSantis. We all need to be more like DeSantis. He's a gentleman. He's smart. He's a family man. He's a patriot. He's a veteran. He is our leader. I mean, if you got to know about who's leading the fight against the New World Order, it's Tucker Carlson and it's DeSantis. For classy men that are gentlemen, that really care about everybody, that I would say are the best examples of leadership in America, it's DeSantis and Tucker Carlson. I'm obviously the shock trooper that, you know, is the Kraken you release, and I'm proud to be that. But I can tell you that my job has been to expose this and bring in the men and bring in the women. I use kind of a John the Baptist analogy. God told me that. God's like, you are going to launch the attack. You are going to prepare the ground. Your people are going to prepare the ground. And then you watch, the leaders will rise. And we're seeing that. And all of us are rising, ladies and gentlemen. But I just give credit where it's due. It's people like DeSantis and people like Tucker Carlson. I've almost got Rogan super hardcore. He's almost there. You know, he gets super hardcore and then he kind of goes back a little. But I've just got to spend more time with him. I love Joe. We can hang out anytime I want. Anytime I call him, yeah, let's go get dinner. Hey, hang out. Sometimes we hang out like twice a week. It just Joe is really such a sweetheart but he doesn't want to be in the middle of the fight. Not because he's a coward. He's almost embarrassed to be that deep in the fight. And it's just like me, a talk show host, a karate guy, a UFC commentator. Well, you know what? If you tell the truth, Joe, it makes you the leader. So that's all I'm looking for here is leadership. And that's what we got right now in DeSantis. Here he is throwing down the gauntlet, telling the pedo folks over to Disney, which, by the way, they have a long history of pedophilia over at Disney, hiring convicted pedophiles, you name it. Tell him he doesn't give a damn about what they say. This is the attitude. We're done with you. We're not bullied by you. We're breaking with you now. You can't have our children, you devil-worshipping pedophiles. Here he is.
In relation to some of the one of the things I saw yesterday, you know, we signed the Parents' Rights in Education bill. It's interesting when, like, a Disney-owned ABC would put that out on tweet. They'd say, Governor DeSantis signs bill to prohibit instruction in sexual identity and gender identity in some grades. Some grades. Why would they say some grades instead of K-3? It's just amazing if you're trying to inform the... So you saw a lot of this. But then for Disney to come out and put a statement and say that the bill should have never passed and that they are going to actively work to repeal it, I think one was fundamentally dishonest, but two, I think that crossed the line. This state is governed by the interests of the people of the state of Florida. It is not based on the demands of California corporate executives. They do not run this state. They do not control this state. I also thought it was interesting. I talked to the Speaker of the House yesterday afternoon, and he said Disney never called him while they were putting this through the House. They didn't seem to have a problem with it when it was going through. If this was such an affront, why weren't they speaking up at the outset? And yet they won't. And then for them to say they're going to actively work to repeal substantive protections for parents as a company that is supposedly marketing its services to parents with young children, I think they crossed the line. And, you know, people ask me, you know, kind of about, you know, their posture on the bill. I said, you know what? If we would have put in the bill that you were not allowed to have curriculum that discussed the oppression of the Uyghurs in China, Disney would have endorsed that in a second. And that's the hypocrisy of this.
Right.
And you know, we're going to make sure we're fighting back when people are threatening our parents and threatening our kids.
And by the way, folks, if anything, the bill's too timid. It should be, you can teach biology and about sexual diseases in school, and that's it. You don't teach about what kind of sex, you damn pervert.
We are only offering 3 coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful.
powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future, thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Landslide. Just 2 years ago, we got to get her back in. MTG is joining us here to discuss and talk about the nightmare developments of the coming out of Disney and the coming out of the Democrats. I mean, we're going to add this in post later. We're live right now, but later when we archive this to Bandai Video, where millions will watch it outside the live show, we're going to add these clips of MSNBC hosts and others saying, we need to tell kindergartners about our love life with other people. I don't care if it's heterosexual or homosexual. They shouldn't do it. I've got Disney execs saying they're trying to erase us. DeSantis is trying to criminalize us. When I got the bill. They just said, don't tell people first grade through until the time they're 8 years old or whatever about sex and about and their identity and all this. This is incredible. So looking at this and the world awakening to it, but I love Trump, but I got to tell you, DeSantis coming out and being like MTG and saying, I don't care what Hollywood or the media says. You don't run our state. You don't run us. Go to hell. We're going to protect our children. The fact that he's not intimidated is an example to us all, just as Marjorie Taylor Greene has been. So we salute the great congresswoman from Georgia to talk about this. It's good to see you there. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Alex. And I totally agree with you. At this point and stage in our history and what's happened in our country, every single person needs to be all hands on deck and protecting our children and stopping this radical sexualization of children. They're basically exploiting them, brainwashing them, indoctrinating them. And it's hard to believe that the Walt Disney Company, would be the very place that this is happening. This is supposed to be the happiest place on earth, a place where innocence is celebrated, but it seems to be the place where innocence is actually under attack. And I applaud Governor DeSantis for this bill and for his willingness to take on this issue. And I'll be working with my colleagues here in Congress. I believe that it is the most important thing the Republican Party can do is to stand up for families. And that's what we should do, is we should be protecting our most innocent citizens in our country, and that is our children. Every single minor under the age of 18 should be protected. Just their body, their mind, their soul, we have to protect them. Leave them alone. Let them grow up and educate them in wholesome, good education, and let them become adults and make their own decisions. But this is outrageous, and Walt Disney, they need to pay a serious price for this.
You were on about a month ago, and you talked about biological men going into little girl showers, going into these places and saying, man, if my husband caught somebody with my daughters, they'd be in trouble. That's just a normal statement. They said, oh, MTG calls for beating up transgenders. You explain. No, we're not saying if a man thinks he's a woman or any of these people that we hate them. And I share your view. If people do hate them, that's their right. If they love them, that's their right. They never quote what you actually say. And, of course, they're going to say here, you endorse violence. You endorse banning these people. No, we ban anybody. Imagine if we were at the park and we're cooking hamburgers and some dude walks over and asks, you know, your kids, hey, can I talk to your kids about sex? You'd call the police. But now they just want to do it in the schools and confuse our little 5-year-old and 6-year-old children. This is ridiculous. This is unbelievable. And then we see the footage, even here in Austin, of elementary students being paraded around like trophies and drag queens, big fat men in clown suits rubbing all over them and hugging them and all this. I mean, this is crazy.
It is crazy. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with being angry about it. And there's nothing wrong as a parent or just a regular American that is willing to say that this is outrageous and it has to stop, and willing to stop it. And that's what we all need to do, is we need to be willing to stop it. You know, they have an agenda, and the agenda is very clear. It is to sexualize children. It's to confuse them and make them think that they can choose their gender, which absolutely they cannot. And I will stand on God's truth every single time. There are two genders, male and female, and God made us in his image, male or female. And that's just the truth. It's in the Bible. It's in Genesis. And it's just the flat out truth, Alex. And the whole idea that teachers unions, radical activists that are onto this horrible agenda where they want to indoctrinate, sexualize children, confuse them, think they can change their gender or encourage them, like Pete Buttigieg's husband did. I saw him on video with among children, and they were saying, he had them saying the pledge to the pride flag or something. No, I'm sorry. We have one pledge in this country, and that is to our American flag. And we pledge that allegiance to our country's flag. It shouldn't be pledging allegiance to some sort of movement or sexualization of children. So, you know, all of them need to leave kids alone. And there's nothing wrong with being against this. And, you know, men need to stay out of our sports. Women are under attack. It's not just children. It's also women. They are trying to replace us. They're trying to replace us in our sports.
Absolutely. Listen, I'm not against people because they're homosexual, because there's some nice folks out there. But a lot of these people do not like women, period. And this is an attack, and like a takeover. It's a robbery of women's space, and it needs to stop. So bare minimum, it's a bunch of women haters. And then on the other end, it's pedophiles. And, of course, you know, the San Francisco gay choir, I made the point on air when this came out last year, they said, we're going to recruit your children, we're going to groom them, we're going to get them. You can't stop us, parents. We are recruiting them. I said, I bet a bunch of them turn out to be convicted pedophiles and rapists, and a bunch of them were. So, I mean, this is dangerous.
It is dangerous. And listen, I totally agree with you, Alex. It's not about someone's sexuality. It's not a judgment on what they choose to do privately. Sexually, I don't judge that at all. And that's none of my business. And I don't want to know. And so it's not about being against someone being gay or whatever their choices are. It's about our kids. Leave the kids alone. And it's about women's rights. Stay out of our sports. Stay out of our bathrooms. Stay out of our dorm rooms and stop this brainwashing and indoctrination of children. All of this doesn't belong in school. And, you know, it doesn't make me hateful to say these things and be willing to speak out against it. It makes me a person that's willing to speak the truth, and it makes me someone that's willing to stand up for children and protect their innocence and protect their own identity and stop this assault on their character and stop this assault on basically on who they, what they believe about themselves. It's outrageous that this is happening, and it's not wrong to stand up for female athletes, legitimate biological female athletes that are unwilling to do so. Because Alex, the truth is, if you're an athlete on scholarship in college, there's a lot of rules on what you're allowed to say publicly, or especially when...
That's right. They can't speak for themselves. We should speak for them, and we should end this bullying tyranny, because the left and all this LGBTP is a sex cult. I mean, most of the cults in ancient times were sexually based, and Aleister Crowley was sex-based, and they literally know that as you get older, you learn about your boundaries and what you want to do. A child doesn't know. That's why they're not of age. It's why they can't join the military. It's why they can't drink liquor. It's why they can't get a firearm. But five-year-olds, Disney believes, should have talks with their LGBTP people about maybe they're another sex. Well, of course, it's going to confuse them. They're going to go, yeah. The little boy will say, I like boys. The little boys like boys and be friends with them. The little girls like girls. And now you're saying, oh, you like them. That's who you are. And it's pure social engineering, behavioral psychology, raping their innocence. It is disgusting.
Well, it's also predatorial. I'm willing to use that word. This is predatorial. This didn't happen when you and I were growing up. This didn't happen maybe even 10 to 15 years ago. But this is predatorial behavior.
This is hyper-predatory behavior. You're totally right. One word describes it, predatorial.
Mm-hmm. And if anyone that is against stopping this and is saying no, they should be allowed to indoctrinate children into just wrong sexual immorality. You know what? That means they are pro-predatorial behavior. So, you know, we need to challenge everyone. If you are for what Disney is doing, if you're for what this, like this mother.
Congresswoman, stay right there. We'll be right back. Amazing interview with MTG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Jones, your host. Final segment with Marjorie Taylor Greene joining us, Congresswoman from Georgia. Again, let's just talk about normal biological male-female relationships. Anybody knows that has any game that, you know, you're a single male, single female, whatever. You don't run up and say, hey, what sex are you or what sex are you into? Let's talk about sex. Women, men, because I've had, you know, women now that I'm famous, whatever, come up and start talking about having sex right away. And I'm like, whoa, this is a little weird. Even the men run away from that. I mean, my wife would run away if I showed up while she's, you know, cooking dinner or doing something with my daughter. Like, hey, baby, let's have sex. She'd be like, what? What's going on here? You're here foreplay. There's not even foreplay with these pedos. That's what they are, pedo enablers and groomers. They're coming right into 5-, 6-, 7-year-olds and going, we're going to talk about your sex. We're going to paint your nails. We're going to have a man in a woman's outfit with a wig who weighs 400 pounds have you sit in their lap. We're going to have weird leftist parents bring their kids to these events. I mean, this is the creepiest, weirdest, craziest stuff. If 20 years ago they had a movie about a future dystopia where pedophiles are doing all this, I wouldn't believe it. And so, again, as an adult, think about on a dating app. If somebody talked to you like this, you'd say no. As an adult, these are children being literally attacked worldwide by behavioral psychologist manuals. And I notice in these documents I've got right here that have come out in the news from Texas, sad for our state, and New York and Oregon and so many places – they tell them. And then when the parents fight back, here's how you counter and make the children feel like they're victims. And now their parents are bad, suppressing you because you don't, as a five-year-old, your parents don't want you learning how to do sexual things. I can't even say on an adult radio show in polite company in front of a congresswoman. I mean, this is just over the top insane. How do we counter this? What's your response to it?
Our response, Alex, is we should be unapologetic in fighting back. That is our job. Our job as parents, our job as responsible adults, our job is to protect children, and these are predators. These are absolutely child predators. Not only are we talking about pedophiles, but we're also talking about anyone that is willing to coerce a child, indoctrinate a child about sex and about themselves and their own body. That is indoctrination, and that is predatorial behavior, and it must be stopped at all means necessary. It has to be stopped. You see, the problem is, Alex, we've turned our head the other way because we are constantly getting shamed. They're telling us, oh, you're hateful. You know, you're a homophobic if you're against these things. You know, and I agree totally with you, Alex. We are not hateful. We are not homophobic. It's not about.
But we are pedophobic. Can you say that in your own words? It'll be a huge news story. MTG is not pedophobic. Say it in your own words, please.
Oh, no, I am definitely pedophobic. I'm absolutely against pedophiles.
Good. Oh, I was going to shame you into being pro-pedophile. Oh, I can't have you on. You're hateful. So you're against adults picking up five-year-olds in parks or out of their backyards because NAMBLA and all of them say that they are adults, that children are sexual creatures, and that they have the free will to have sex with adults. So you are a pedophobe. Shame on you.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to be afraid to say that 100%.
Well, I'm going to say it too. I am completely phobic of pedophiles and predators in general, and armed robbers and every other form of criminal. Absolutely, but particularly pedophilia, the way it's just flooding society.
Absolutely, we should be. Everyone should be. And shame on anyone that's not. This should never be normalized. Children are not sexual creatures. You cannot be someone that claims to be attracted to children and think that that's okay. That is absolutely not okay. It's evil, and everything about it is evil, and we are never going to accept it. And that doesn't make us a bad person for refusing to accept it and saying, no, we're going to stop you at every single turn. As a matter of fact, we are going to bring laws, more laws against you for doing these things. There is nothing wrong with that. That puts us on the right side of history. And that puts us in the category of protecting children. And Alex, I totally agree with you. I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying I am pedophobic or whatever this is. But, you know, it's enough. I've had enough of it. I know you've had enough of it. And parents have had enough of it. And shame on Hollywood. Shame on Disney World. Shame on any major corporation that wants to sell clothing that basically sells the sexual image with children. You know, shame on any legislator, shame on any member of Congress, senator, anyone, state level, federal level, that is willing to push this and keep pushing it. And shame on teachers' unions that will not stop this and are actually encouraging teachers to indoctrinate children and change their gender without their parents having any idea that this is happening.
And by the way, I mean, even Bill Maher says he read the bill. And, yeah, you shouldn't have 5 to 8-year-olds being taught about sex by perfect strangers, much less parents. The kids aren't asking it. It screws up children to do that. All the behavioral psychologists know that. But we go back to Nickelodeon 10 years ago. Documents came out in Disney where they planned to do this. And it's all about breaking up the family, breaking up society. What do you think the bigger goals of this are? And what legislation you were talking about earlier can we support to protect the innocence of our children from these predators?
Absolutely, we can do legislation to protect our children. You know, Congress makes the laws. Congress funds the money that funds agencies and different departments like the Department of Ed. You know, there should be no federal funding to any school anywhere that is indoctrinating children, that is teaching them that they can change their gender, that is teaching them anything sick and disgusting like this. We should stop all federal funding.
So are you going to write a bill or introduce a bill? Because you've got the power to do it. We would all get behind you a bill to pull federal funding out of any school that sexualizes children.
Absolutely, 100%. I'll meet with my team right after this interview, and we will get to work on it, Alex, because I will do anything I can to protect kids. And I only want allies. You know what? And if someone doesn't like me or my legislation, then who cares? I don't care. But I think most parents and most people in this country would be on our side and be willing to get behind this.
Well, I just really appreciate your time and you coming on with us today. This subject is just so insane, and the left just can't help themselves. I mean, there's so many people, I think, who are liberals, who aren't bad people, that are doing this through peer pressure. And I just want to ask them, how far are you going to go in signing off to this agenda? Because this agenda will be defeated, because it's literally the sexualization and destruction of children. It must stop. It will stop.
Yes, it must stop, and it has to stop. But look, it's already done damage. You've got, I think the numbers came out today that 20% of 18 to like 32-year-olds are gay, and that's a much higher number than it used to be. So you can already see an effect. These are willing adults. They're making their own decisions. However, that number was a lot lower 10 to 20 years ago and so forth. But
well, they're being bullied into a cult. If somebody has free will, that's fine. But literally, I've got some numbers here out of schools where teachers are bragging 60%+ of their students now identify as same sex under this brainwashing. I mean, this is an extinction level event.
Yes, it is, and it's a terrible decline of our society, and especially when our children become the victims and the targets of complete disgusting immorality, and that's why we have to stop it. It's our job. It's our duty. It's our responsibility. And this responsibility sits squarely on our shoulders. And that's something I understand. That's something you understand. And I know your listening audience totally agrees with us.
Absolutely. Here's the headline: Public school indoctrination is real. Fourth grade teacher in Austin told her peers 63% of her class came out as LGBTQIA. I would add the P.
That's because that teacher is making that happen. She is teaching, just like she would teach her students math, and they could say so much percent of the children in the math could understand the whatever math that she's teaching them, and they can pass the test. There she has 63% of her students passing her test, training her students to believe these horrible things about themselves when this should never be being taught.
Well, that's right. She's got a captive audience of children that are designed to follow adult leaders. Their parents drop them off, so their parents are good. These must be good leaders. And then they sit there and indoctrinate them to totally screw them up and bring them into a sex cult. I mean, this makes NXIVM, that was with adults, and I'm totally against it. This makes NXIVM look tame. They're literally setting up NXIVM sex cults for children.
It's horrific. I don't even know why that teacher still has a job. Every single parent that has a child at that school should be demanding that that teacher be fired. And then they should also be demanding to completely see every
Absolutely. Single Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman, if you've got to go, you got to go. We got to go to break for 2 minutes. We do 5 more minutes on the other side. I want to talk about what happened with Congressman Gates calling out the Hunter Biden laptop and so much more. You got to go, understand. MTG, she's awesome. Stay with us.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.